You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, we're live. It is the 18th day of August 2013 on this Sunday edition. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I didn't take any calls on the Friday broadcast, the weekday show. I promised to take a lot of phone calls today. That probably means I'll get to five or six in the next 2 hours. Seriously, I'm going to open the phones up for your specific wild card questions for Alex Jones. That's yours truly, if you're a new listener, on any subject you'd like to call in on. I will attempt to go to your phone calls and take your questions. I'll give the number out. The phone system's not open yet. I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment. And from the third segment at about, 19 after or so, to the end of the two-hour transmission, so that's about an hour and 40 minutes of the broadcast, I will take nothing but your phone calls interspersed with little schniblets of important news. When one watches the meltdown of Egypt taking place, it's like trying to describe a football game to people that don't speak English and who have no hearing, no vision, no taste. Almost like a blind brain in a jar. And I don't mean that in a sardonic, condescending way about the general public. They just aren't into the narrative of how geopolitics has worked and the globalist policies in the Middle East and what the endgame strategy and stratagems are. And so it's like trying to describe to someone who's never heard of football, never seen football, never seen civilization, what's going on. And I use that analogy because people that watch football know everything about it and who the quarterback's married to and where they went to college and what their statistics were their freshman year and what their favorite soup is. And they show off to each other knowing all the details. So that means they're not even so much stupid as they are ignorant about what's really important. I'm not knocking folks that like football. I've been a football fan myself and come from a football, family. I'm from Texas, folks. I mean, come on, that's the real state religion down here. But when you've got the real game going on around you, you stop caring about stuff like that. There's just too many big fish to fry. And so I have faith in the public because if they can figure out baseball and football statistics going back 50 years, the general public can figure out politics, geopolitics, and how it really works. But I'm going to try to just in a gestalt here, in a basic boil down, a sketch, tell you what's really happening in the Middle East. And this is not my opinion. This is in all the scholarly papers. What I'm telling you is well known, like the sun coming up in the morning, as I say. But it's not known by probably 90% of the public. I mean, I got to say, our listeners know it. 0.1%, political analysts know it. But our media is acting like this train wreck's happening, and they don't know what's going on, and they know full well. So I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into the newest NSA news, the calls to kill Julian Assange by Pentagon propagandist at Time Magazine, and more. It's a big broadcast lined up for you today.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to have wide open phones on this live Sunday worldwide transmission. It is the 18th day of August 2013. We're here weeknights, of course, with the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. I have the daytime weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the radio broadcast on over 160 affiliates, and then back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition. It's going to be a wild card type show where you can call in with any question or comment for old Alex Jones, and that's me. Thank you so much for joining us today. The toll-free number, you're going to need it, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. That's different than the weekday show number because we produce the entire little broadcast right out of Austin, Texas with the Sunday show, whereas the weekday show, we have some of the folks up in Minnesota where the GCN Radio Network is based flipping some of the switches. But great job to all of the crews, our sponsors, affiliates, and number one, the good Lord above. But most importantly, when you talk about mere mortals, listeners and supporters and viewers watching us right now like you. Okay, we're going to open the phones up. They're open right now. People are calling in, and I'm going to take calls for over an hour of the transmission starting next segment. We're only here 2 hours on Sunday, 3 hours weekdays. There is just so much amazing news. Let me control myself and be well-behaved. Let's see if I can do it. And just mention the headlines I have here to get to. Egypt expert, the old guard is back in power. Egypt crisis, tent standoff at Cairo Mosque. It's thousands dead now in the last few weeks of clashes. Egyptian death toll, again, continues to rise. President Obama calls for cooperation. Rand Paul pushes for an end to aid. Morrissey supporters jump off bridges to avoid being shot. That is just some of the news we're going to be breaking down. Egypt mulls ban on Muslim Brotherhood as it calls for a week of further protest. I love how they call it protest. Firebombing people, shooting people, throwing people off roofs, burning down Christian churches. I don't usually defend militaries as shooting people in the street, but I'm going to tell you the rest of the story on this coming up here in just a moment, what's really behind this. And by the way, this is not my opinion, what's really behind this. This is on record what's really behind this. And that's what frustrates me about this is that this is on record. And the mainstream media bought and paid for by corrupt, kleptocratic, basically offshore, crony capitalist, mafia, anti-free market interest will not tell the public what's really happening. It's in the Council on Foreign Relations publications. It's in Foreign Affairs and Foreign Journal put out by the Washington Post. It's in foreign news. But to sit here and watch this designed train wreck, purposeful, premeditated, murder one going on, and to know the same people train wrecking the Middle East are train wrecking us. A lot of good old boys go, good, just neutron bomb the whole Middle East. You don't think the corporate interests running the world won't neutron bomb us if they thought they could get away with it? To come in and then take over all the resources? They declassified those babies back in the 70s, and Jimmy Carter said he banned them. If you believe that, I got a bridge on the moon I'm willing to sell you, or the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, I own that and can sell it to you. And Barack Obama, by the way, cares about you and is a big liberal as well. And I don't want to digress here into sarcasm. The point is that people need to get cynical, but more than cynical, they need to get informed about how the world works. So we're going to be getting into that stack of news. Also, Fukushima apocalypse, years of duct tape fixes could result in millions of deaths, say nuclear experts. RT has the article. It's up on Infowars.com, breaking it all down. Wall Street Journal says Fukushima watch TEPCO finally gets an official cleanup plan, which experts say could make the original meltdowns of five reactors of the six hit by the tsunami look tame in comparison. It's already roughly 100 times bigger, according to nuclear experts like Dr. Busby we've had on, than Chernobyl in 1986. Radioactive water leaking from Fukushima. Why millions of lives are at stake. Zero Hedge. Mission Impossible. Fukushima scientists brace for riskiest nuclear fuel cleanup yet. That is just some of the reports. Global Research has the headline, Fukushima, Japanese government, big business, and corporate media have tried to hide a grave threat. Nagasaki bomb maker offers lessons for Fukushima cleanup. Bloomberg. That is just some of what we've got in the stack, and I will get to that after I take calls. We've got nuclear physicists like Dr. Busby and others coming out in the next week to join us. Let's get Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, nuclear physicist, chemical engineer, Air Force officer, everything else you can imagine. Let's get him on with his take on all this as well in the upcoming week. Just calling those plays out to the great crew in there to set that up as I think live on air. That's just some of the news that's coming up as well today. And we are, again, as I said, going to be going to your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX with any of your questions or comments. But I particularly want to take your questions today and see what wild and brain-stimulating directions you take us and what important news items you mention that are usually in my stack, but I don't get to half the time. Also coming up today, WikiLeaks post 400 gigabytes of encrypted insurance data, meaning in case anyone tries to kill them because they're getting death threats. And, of course, Snowden was going to be extradited by Russia, but so many pundits called for his murder, trying to show off to the police state as part of the, you know, the mafia of the media inside corporations that are tax-exempt above the law and the kleptocrat mafia in government, that the Russians said, no, we're going to give Snowden a one-year amnesty. And then Obama came out and said, we don't kill anybody. That's ridiculous. We won't kill him. Well, now Time magazine reporter who called for drone strikes on Julian Assange yesterday faces Twitter backlash. He thought he'd get himself. If you look at this guy, he looks like such a tool bag. Another Mr. Tough guy talking tough about killing people. Let's kill reporters. Let's kill whistleblowers. Senior Time reporter calls for drone strike on WikiLeaks Assange. And he went on to say that he can't wait to cheer the death of WikiLeaks Assange. Look at his tweet right here. I can't wait to write a defense of the drone strike that takes out Julian Assange, says Michael Grunwald. Unbelievable. So we'll be getting into that. Oh, but nobody wants to kill these whistleblowers. By the way, under Bush, under Reagan, under Clinton, under all these other presidents that a lot of people don't like for different reasons, no one ever went after reporters or whistleblowers that reported torture, stealing of money, corruption. Because politically, you couldn't get away with that because you would get politically crucified. You would get politically destroyed. Richard Nixon went after the press and got destroyed. The press lined up against him. Alternative, mainstream, didn't matter. Nobody goes after the press, and nobody anywhere. I mean, you report crime, you get lifted up on shoulders, you don't get secretly arrested, disappeared, you name it. That's what they're doing to people. And go to the front page of Infowars.com. Look at this reporter who called for him to be killed. The look on his face, the Mr. Tough Guy with the reflected glory of the corrupt mafia that seized our government, talking about, you know, lusting after killing people. For exposing torture like WikiLeaks did. What a shame to humanity. What a danger.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I'm sick of the private Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and others stealing tens of trillions of dollars of Western taxpayer money and then financing the fake green movement to selectively shut off our power plants and factories that they don't own and control. And every time I turn around, financing RAND Corporation plans to put troops on the streets and get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, very same six big mega banks are in the driver's seat of Agenda 21. They're in the driver's seat of militarization of police. They're in the driver's seat of federalizing education. They're in the driver's seat of tyranny because they want to secure their business model, and they're greedy about it as well. And they're anti-free market. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls for the next two segments. Then I'll start the final segment of this hour just in a few minutes, getting into the Egypt news and what's behind it and where that's going to lead. If the globalists have their way, a larger regional war that could kick off World War III. And I'm not the only analyst saying that. A lot of them are saying that. So we're going to break down what's behind that. And then we're also going to look at the domestic police state here. And a known CIA operative, Adam Gadon. You know, you always notice Al-Qaeda puts out fake terror threats right after Bush or Obama, who've both admitted they put out fake terror alerts. Governor Ridge went public about 3 years ago in his book and admitted they were ordered to put out fake terror alerts. The New York Times admitted weeks after we did, and then mainstream news in last week admitted that, oh yeah, those fake terror alerts a few weeks ago, they were fake. They were put out for political gain. That's what's incredible now, though. This stuff even comes out and no one gets in trouble. Oh yeah, that was fake. And then Al-Qaeda works in unison like water ballet with the federal government. I mean, boy, I tell you, can you put one and one equals two here, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, the government's given Al-Qaeda weapons in Syria and Libya as well, and you got the grandson of a ADL board member, the reported leader of Al-Qaeda worldwide right now. You really believe that the Wahhabist Muslims in Saudi Arabia follow a Jewish kid from San Diego? I mean, you believe any of that? I mean, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. The point is, I'm going to get into what's behind all of this. Or maybe I'll even do it at the start of the second hour, because I want to take your calls, as promised. Start of the next hour, I'll break this down and continue with calls. I'm just going to wait, because if I just end up going to it now, I won't do it all in detail. And then we'll get into everything else here. The economic news. The economic. I just invented a new word. Freudian slip. It is very icky. It's economics. Bunch of black fog. Guys, get the domain name right now of economics.com. We're in a race now to get it. They're racing to get it. I'm just joking around here, ladies and gentlemen. I shouldn't laugh about this. It is gallows humor, though, because I just start laughing at Adam Gadon and the other four members are all American trained on record CIA, on record meetings secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News, AP. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous. It's not just that the story doesn't fit. It's that we know they work for the foreign banks that occupy the Pentagon. We know Al-Qaeda works for them. Am I saying there aren't real Muslim extremists? No, they're out there. And these wars, according to PNAC, are meant to stir them up to actually attack us so the West doesn't have to stage this stuff. And there is a red carpet to radical Islam being rolled out, and they're going to give Europe and most of the world to them. So the threat of radical Islam is real. See, the media always spins it and says, I'm saying it isn't real. Oh, no, it's real. It's real, all right, and the New World Order runs it. So I'm going to explain that and give you the big secret next hour. Makes me so angry. Let's talk to Marco in Italy. Marco, you are on the air from Italy. Ciao, how you doing today? I guess ciao's goodbye. Hello, go ahead. Okay, I just went to the guy in Italy. Did I do it right or did I put him on hold? I've got a new phone system. You guys air them for me. I'm too stupid to run a phone system. Go ahead, Marco. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to call about Italy. I wanted to give you a quick update about Italy, what's happening. What's happening here is pretty crazy. We had...
You're being gang raped by the very same central banks. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Absolutely, Alex. But it is crazy. People need to know about this all around the world. he was he is trilateral Bilderberg plus Goldman Sachs, and he was not elected. Then we had an election, and the election was won by a party that is now not in the government. This party is called Movement Five Star, was created by Median, and it is against the establishment, against left and right. So what happened is left and right created a whole government together, which is run by, again, you know, trilateral Bilderberg people. And they're basically technocrats. They lost the election, but they are now in government. There is a covert civil war here. No, but no media is talking about the party who won.
Absolutely. Paul Watson. Absolutely. Paul Watson was just in Italy 2 weeks ago. He took his wife on a week-long working vacation there. And he said that it was basically like civil war in the streets. And even though he was in nicer cities, shops shut down everywhere, people extremely angry, coming up saying, are you aware that we've been occupied by foreign banks? And for those that don't know, in Greece, in Italy, in other countries, they appoint Goldman Sachs European presidents of the banks as your presidents, and they openly have signed you on to their debt, their derivatives, and at least Europeans know what they're under. And so absolutely, I know that Italy has gotten together and come together with a coalition government to try to kick the banksters out. How is that going for you following the model of Iceland that has so far successfully kicked out the bankers? Because remember, they were told that Iceland was $5 billion in debt for 400,000 citizens, but then later they learned 93% of the debt, 93% of the debt in Iceland was not their debt and was actually Bank of England debt that it gets worse. The Bank of England tried to get the British government to declare every Icelander a terrorist and say they weren't allowed to fly on any British Airway aircraft, but the Icelanders said go ahead and do it and called their bluff. Again, being a terrorist is not giving all your money to foreign banks that bought off your government. Instead, Iceland has arrested more than 20 members, including members of the cabinet, are now in jail for doing this. See, that's the answer, is arresting the criminals. Sir, tell me about what's happening in Italy.
Well, Alex, it is pretty obvious who are awake. Basically, the government is slow killing the economy. They're raising taxes crazy high, and the banks are not giving credit to entrepreneurs. So the economy is dying. And plus, we have this party who won the election, was the first most voted party in the election, spent 40 times less money than the other parties combined. It was anti-establishment, anti-euro, anti-wars. It's been deleted from the media, deleted from the government. So the sad news from Italy is there is no democracy anymore here.
But you guys were able to get a coalition government at first, even though they're trying to block it. The good news from outside, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the people are awake and moving in the right direction.
Well, there is some movement. There is some movement, and this movement, the democratic way, but this democratic way didn't work well. So people are self-organizing.
Absolutely. Listen, good to hear from you from Italy. And I just got to say, from my info, you guys are more awake than we are. So we salute you for at least fighting back. Now I'm going to try to go to calls quicker when we come back. Get ready. We're going to your calls. I don't think I've ever gone to calls before the half hour, but we just did it. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. All right, we're going right back to your calls. But so many times I say something on air to a caller, and then I think about it after I say it, and I go, that sounds crazy to a new listener. I better actually give people the source. So we have the Times of London and the Daily Mail. Let's pull those up for TV viewers that are watching us at Infowars.com/show on the free video feed. You can also find the free iPhone app, free Droid app, and free podcast at Infowars.com/show, or just navigate into the listen area from the front page. Daily Mail. Icelanders hit back at Brown. I remember this a few years ago when Gordon Brown was the prime minister. Freezing bank assets with We Are Not Terrorists campaign. and they used anti-terrorism laws and declared they were seizing all of their bank accounts that were held in the UK, and most Icelanders use UK bank accounts, and freezing them, getting on airplanes, saying they were terrorists. They responded by suing and by protesting and by actually storming the government buildings, because I guess they are evil, until they were taken off terrorist list. Everyone in Iceland, most of the 400,000 people, something like 98% were put on a terrorist list. So see, that's what the whole anti-terrorism grid is to control you. Bloomberg had over 1 million people a year being stopped and frisked without warrants, and a federal court did the right thing, as it's so obvious, and said that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. So Bloomberg now has ordered police to just threaten people until they agree to it. Well, I can't come to you and say, you know, you better give me that watch. I'm not saying something's going to happen, but you better. That's called racketeering. I've had people in New York, I've only been to New York probably 10 times, and I've had people one time late at night come over and sit down beside me and go, that's a really nice camera. Mind if I have it? And I was like, you really are trying that with me. Rob Jacobson, of course, who grew up there, one of our great video editors and sound guys, he said that happened to him almost every week. He's a smaller guy going to work where he worked at a sound studio out of college. That's what government does. It just kind of leans on us. And that's what I'm going to talk about after calls in the next hour, is the conversion from a virtuous society into a tyrannical society. And the fact that we clearly are making the fast move into a tyranny. So I want to break down what that means. But now Bloomberg wants everyone who has public assistance to be fingerprinted. See, we told you that was coming. They want you on welfare in the peasant class to then make you waive your rights, to defend yourself, to do anything. So we're going to be breaking that down. But I promise we're going to your calls. Let's go to them right now. Let's talk to Joshua, who's calling us from the former state of California, now a colony of the kleptocratic state of Mexico under globalist control. Joshua, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the Wizard of Oz out here with the Wicked Witch of the West, Diane Frankenstein. But I wanted to outline something for you that I kind of developed as sort of a wake-up process, if you will. And the reason I really thought this was necessary is an example from a couple Mondays ago or so. You blew up at a caller who was, in a way, kind of like attacking you, but he wasn't really attacking you, but he was very confused. And you scared the death out of the guy by, like, screaming at him. And even the next caller was, like, kind of freaked out. But what I wanted to do is kind of give you a process. So you've got people that are just total zombies that don't have any clue. These are, like, the type of people that Mark Dice typically interviews out in Southern California. They don't even know what planet they're living on. They're lucky if they know their own name. So there's those kinds of people that need to really kind of start, like, just sort of learning about everything or anything.
I mean, it's like, but it's like a person who's been in a car wreck and brain damage. You've got to reteach him everything. And look, one of my uncles was in an automobile accident or motorcycle accident, was in a coma for 6 weeks. They wanted to unplug him. He came out of the coma. And it took him about 10 years, but he came back almost to where he was and has great kids, family, runs a business, has been very happy for 30-something years since the motorcycle accident happened, you know, with his brain hanging out on the pavement. We can do this with the zombie public. You're right, but how do we reach them then?
What I've noticed with the people that are like that, what they need to do is they need to first, the simplest thing is to realize that there is something wrong, like something just sort of feels wrong about the world. Like they just kind of have to start getting that sense of like wanting to be curious about, you know, why does the world just not seem right? You know, like something seems
why
wrong.
Does half my block have why does half my block have cancer? A lot of kids have cancer all over the place when they did, but they don't even know that. Like I see magazine ads now, and like a third of the ads are people in wheelchairs and people that weigh 800 pounds. I mean, they're just getting us ready to just kind of fade off into the night of eugenics where suddenly everybody's dying. It's just like, you know, take your shots. It's good.
So then the next step is sort of like, I guess, kind of the beginning of the wake-up process. And this is usually sort of what I like to call it, the left-right paradigm thing. So if you go sort of the path of politics, you know, you pick a side, you're basically sort of Democrat or Republican. You know, that's the left-right paradigm.
So what do you say? There must be something else other than that.
Well, that's sort of the next stage. And the reason you can tell if somebody's there, I would think, like, you know, you could use an example of, like, the a caller that she had one day that was just sort of waking up to 9/11 was like, why isn't somebody doing something about this? It's because they're still stuck in that stage. They haven't gotten to the next stage, which is sort of once you realize the left-right paradigm, that's sort of like the next hurdle. You know, once you started getting involved, then you realize there's a left-right paradigm. It doesn't matter whether you go one side or the other. There's always one agenda. That's when you kind of wake up to sort of the new world order.
And the fact that you're being conned and it's all a big illusion. But isn't it just easier if we worry about Fukushima radiation or we worry about cancer viruses in the vaccines, we worry about forced drugging of all combat troops on record so they can take their rights away later. They order them to take drugs and then later take their rights because of it. Isn't it better just to say racist? Like, if I don't like the soup that the waiter brings out, he can just say racist to me. Or if I don't like the weather, that's racist. Or if I have any thought processes, or if I call for racial unity around the Bill of Rights and Constitution, MSNBC responds by saying I'm deeply racist and a terrorist, as they said last week, with no proof. See, now I don't need to know how to do anything. I just say the word racist. See, what you're saying is too complex, and I appreciate your call, Joshua, but it sounds a little racist to me. Sounds a little fancy talk, okay? I think everything's fine. The government loves us. Let's talk to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been a long-time listener of yours for almost 9 years, and I listen to you every time you're on this show.
That sounds racist.
I just wanted to ask you just two quick questions. One, have you thought about getting David Sardi back on your show for another interview so that you can find out what the state of Tennessee has done to him as far as taking his firearms and his firearms license?
That's a good idea. Yeah, they're persecuting a lot of people. I'll try to get him back on. That's a good question. And I'm glad a caller actually called in with questions for me, because that's good, because we're taking questions today. That's kind of racist, though, that he actually called in on what we talked about. Because, sir, you want to apologize for being racist? Because being informed and worried about America, if you don't like that Obamacare was written by foreign banks to double premiums and rape everybody and bankrupt our great healthcare system, Kathleen Sebelius said Monday, that's racist, to the New York Times. It doesn't matter if that doesn't make any sense. Isn't it just easier, like a parrot, to say the word racist? Why don't you admit you've been wrong and let's just say we support Obama and we're not racist? How's that sound?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a plan to me.
No. Don't you think the rodeo clown shouldn't be able to put on a mask and run from a bull? Because they say it was a threat that the bull was chasing him. People don't know that bulls chase rodeo clowns. That's part of the exhibition. They don't know that ancient art, you know, that goes back to Spain about 600 years ago of a clown running from a bull. That's racist, too. And of course, they're now going to fine all the rodeo clowns by making them take $500,000 sensitivity federal classes. Isn't it good that they all have to go under EEOC control because somebody else did something? No. Doesn't that sound like a free country? Because you're not allowed to criticize the president, racist. Do you want to apologize on air right now?
No, I don't.
Tell you what, I'm going to come back to you because I went off into dark satire. Wait, that was racist. The word brown bag, you get fired in Seattle if you say brown bag. By the way, I'm not joking. So I just want to, look, I'm white. That inherently is bad. Should I just go kill myself during the break? I mean that hypothetically. They'll actually send a shrink over here to send me to put me on drugs. It'll actually make me commit suicide. But the point, I'm joking, folks. You know I'll never commit suicide. I'm just being racist. We'll come right back to you, Sam the racist.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I was joking around with that caller I'm going to go back to right now and then have him finish his point and then try to hurry through other questions from callers. That's kind of what we're doing today is what's your question or quick comment, particularly your question. And we've got the whole next hour coming up after this. But, you know, I just showed you mainstream news articles if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, I gave you the headline where they said it was terrorism that 400,000 Icelanders went and discovered that 90%+ of the debt they'd been signed onto was not their debt and was a fraud. So the British government said, you're now terrorists. You can't leave your country. You can't have your bank accounts that are in British accounts. And they just stood up and said no and got their money back. And now they've arrested a large part of the government and have a new government. And that was like a year ago. And separately, MSNBC, and I'm thinking about suing them, but I'm not a litigious person. I could probably win, but I got bigger fish to fry. Plus, they're so discredited. They get up there and they go, Alex Jones is a deeply racist person. And he's the the national prophet of the extremist libertarians who were behind the Boston bombing. And by the way, even Glenn Beck's covered this, even Lou Rockwell. I mean, Fox News covered this. Because it's a big deal when they say Alex Jones is the leader of the libertarians, which isn't really true, and libertarians were the bombers on Boston. Even if you believe the official story, they were Muslim extremists. They weren't libertarians. And they show no proof. I mean, but it's crazy. If you don't want foreign banks looting your pension, you're a terrorist. And if you don't like Obamacare, because that's what they said on the show, you're a deeply racist person. And then they don't show where I say something deeply racist. Everyone knows who listens. I say the opposite. And I've just gotten so much support since they did it. It's like, wow, you people really are pathetic. Maybe I won't sue them. I mean, maybe if they say I'm a child molester, everybody knows they're such liars, it'll help us. I mean, I just cannot believe how bad they are. I mean, they're like the bad guys. I mean, they make Darth Vader look good. I mean, you know, it's just they're so nasty and lying. It's like it's one thing to watch this stuff when you're the subject of it. Like when Rachel Maddow said that I said Obama sent a tornado to kill people and I never said that. And she didn't show a clip of me saying it. And that I believe space aliens live under the UN. I mean, you know, it's like at a certain point, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, it's the meltdown of these people. They're still in control of the government, but they're not in control of our minds. And they're really going crazy in front of us. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to back to Sam real quick in Tennessee. I was joking around with you, sir. Go ahead and make your point quickly.
Yeah, no problem. I just, on David Sardi's site, on his YouTube channel, I have actually been following him ever since I heard him on your program. And I watched...
Why don't you briefly tell folks what happened to him so they know what you're talking about?
Well, apparently he went to his doctor. Doctor told him that he needed to take a shot, a vaccine. And he told him that basically, in other words, that he would rather die than to take that shot.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that it's funny. So I made the joke about, you know, committing suicide when you made that joke because he just said the figure of speech is I'd rather die than say be a Cowboys fan if you're a Redskin fan or whatever. That figure of speech they used to take his guns, and he was one of the guys on the show Doomsday Preppers. And no, we should get him back on to see what happened to him. A guy with no criminal record that came and took all his guns and all the rest of it. And it shows the persecution that the nanny state's engaged in. I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, that's a really good point, and I'm glad you raised that. But, folks, I had Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs on, who's famous in Rolling Stone articles and part of a big book's written about him that Michael Hastings put out. It was a three-tour, highly decorated combat vet. I went water skiing with him this weekend, or last week. He had bullet holes all over him. But the point is, he knows his buddy, Michael Hastings, was blown up. And he was telling me the stories that I already knew in the back of the newspaper, but it really freaked me out to hear how they would order him. Staff Sergeant, you order all the men under you to take these hardcore opiates, even though they're not hurt. But why? You're ordered to, don't ask questions. And they would order him to take vaccine after vaccine, but the commissioned officers didn't have to take it. He'd ask why. They'd say, shut up. And then later he found out it was to basically shut them all up and say they were drug addicts and take their Second Amendment away later. And then I went and found news articles where they admit all of the Army, all the Marines are ordered to go on the most hardcore drugs so they can then later order them to be on the drugs, but then snap inspect them, do a drug test, and then take their rights. I mean, it's just so evil. You say you support troops all day, folks. They abuse U.S. military like it's going out of style or something. I mean, it is just so amazing how they do this. Or hundreds of thousands of vets have been made to go into a forced psychological screening at the VA. And when they get there, they say, oh, you're a little upset. You're worried about, oh, your back hurts. And then all of a sudden they go, you're ordered to turn your guns in. If they don't, a SWAT team comes. And the people have no criminal record, no nothing. They're disarming vets everywhere, folks. And it's not a court. It's a hired psychiatrist or psychologist who works for the corrupt government who just says your rights are gone. Boom. That's the tyranny we're talking about, folks. And by the way, retired cops, they're doing it to you now, too. All you people think you're part of the system, you are the most hated by the tyranny. Police and military are always gone after by an authoritarian system. So you might want to stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It belongs to you as much as anybody. When you have fun trampling somebody else's rights, you're trampling your children's rights, bub. I know it's in style to be nihilistic and not care, but you know deep down that's bad. Join the Republic. Join George Washington. Join the spirit of George Washington, folks. He's waiting for you right now. Because George Washington was following literally in the spirit of Christ. Join Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Join the Republic. Decide to be a good guy again, and all of your deep-seated problems will disappear like phantoms at dawn. It's a spiritual decision. The fear will leave. The temptation to evil will leave. It is magic. God's knocking. Got to let him in. Let's go ahead and go to another call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, when it comes to the radioactive issue, Alex, there is amazing technology out there. Do a web search of radioactive waste laser decay, where there are a lot of university studies that they found that can speed up the waste.
But how do you aim enough lasers that are hot enough without causing a chain reaction at Fukushima when there's 660-something thousand spent fuel rods there, including plutonium?
Well, that's a good question, and it would be more applicable to radioactive waste that's leaking and where we know that it is.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but new listeners join us every 5 seconds. Let me just give you, it's every millisecond, actually, when you have millions of listeners. Let me just give you this headline for those that don't know. They're announcing in the Japanese papers that they still have meltdowns going on and that they may completely melt down even worse with the fuel rods 2 years later. And so they're looking at something not 100 times bigger than Fukushima, Chernobyl, but 1,000 times or more. So now your point is applicable. Go ahead.
Well, I think Fukushima is such a disaster. I don't see how applicable it is. Of course, that's just a question for an engineer that you might have on in the future. And if I may also raise another point, and that would be the issue of the monetary system, that since we don't have to, we at this level of technology, we would not have to work so hard if usury were outlawed. And during the Renaissance, there were countries that were participants with a Bank of Venice who were only working about 15 weeks out of the year at that level of technology to support a family of four. Now, I know robots would make that a lot easier.
No, I know. You've hit the key to the Obama Deception 2 that's coming out right now. It's on record that with robotics, we should be working 2 days a week, doing art, literature, raising our mental ability. The establishment doesn't want that. They're going to use robots to leverage out human labor to drive down labor pay so low, you all become vassals, and then you use robots and automation to then put us all on welfare so they can then socially control us to dumb us down towards extermination. So the robot takeover by the technocrats is only one step towards getting rid of the majority of the population. You just hit the big secret.
And that's something that if we were to go back to community currencies, which I'm so glad to hear you advise back on your March 11th show this year, saying true fiat currencies that are open source are what we need to go to when you're speaking.
Yes.
To Max Kaiser.
And we must only support mom and pops and local businesses like our lives depend on it, because they do, and still use voting with our dollars as we've done in the organic and non-GMO revolution, because that's the biggest threat and why they're rushing to bring in the control grid, because the underground grassroots economy, that's why they're SWAT teaming the Amish, SWAT teaming in Dallas, people with 3-inch grass. That was CBS News last week, because if we get back to basic human activity, it's over for the technocrats. Use technology to educate the masses and go into the matrix while building a emergency escape system that is non-GMO, organic, and truly sustainable, not the UN fake code word sustainable that means post-industrialized system.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Then I'm going to break down what's really happening in the Middle East. And then I'll get into the Bloomberg police state and how they plan to take over the internet. I want to illustrate some of that for you coming up in the next hour. But look at this article from a few weeks ago that's really garnered a lot of interest. FEMA demanding 24-hour delivery of emergency food reserves. We're getting calls by a lot of different food places. In this case, it was somebody that didn't name one of our sponsors. So I made a call to some of our sponsors and confirmed that they're getting the calls. So coming up this next Tuesday at 1:30, I've got to have Steve Shank on from efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials on the storable food. That's not why I'm plugging this. I want to plug these coming up on Tuesday in the last 30 minutes of the weekday show to give us the inside intel. He's pretty excited about this, pretty upset about it. But you can also call them if you want to get a free 6 meals and food planner and find out how high quality their products are, 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And they got free shipping again running in the month of August, efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. But it is just important to note that he'll be on the show Tuesday to talk about what's unfolding there. But they get a lot of special diets and you name it, everything you need up there at efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials. Oh, boy, I get wound up. I get stir crazy. Not stir crazy from not enough to do, but too much to do. It's like just, wow, how do you cover all this? And then I'm saying stuff on air that sounds so crazy. And then it's all real. And I'm just like, I cannot believe how much, like we're talking about robots being put in to leverage out the workforce. It's always been a problem for the globalists who see us as garbage. Now they want to remove humanity, how they're destabilizing the whole world to undercut the economy, to cause mass cataclysm, which they'll also consolidate power through. And it's like, man, I wish the public knew I was telling the truth. Man, I wish people would listen to me. I mean, because this is not going to be good for 99.9% of us. I mean, this is really bad. But a lot of yuppies go, well, humans are ugly and bad for the earth. Kill me, New World Order. And I'm like, wow, really? But you're not going to kill yourself now. You just, you'd beg for your life right now. You're just acting like you accept it because you're deep down scared. Let's go back to the calls. Andrew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to, for a moment, play devil's advocate, but at the same time, expand your listeners' consciousness. And fact is, I do have a little bit of a problem with you. I'm referring to rights as constitutional rights. They're actually unalienable rights because the Constitution states rights you already have and always had.
But I say that all the time. Look, I don't mind being people disagreeing with me because there's lots to disagree with. I listen to a rebroadcast and hate half of it. But, I mean, I always explain that it enshrines not rights, but points out rights that were already there as the Ninth Amendment clearly states the Bill of Rights.
Yes, but the thing is, I actually listened to Eddie Craig, and he has made it clear that technically the Constitution is an illegal document because the Founding Fathers never passed it with a
consent. Sure, where'd you learn about Eddie Craig from?
Oh, well, I saw that interview way back in the day with him, like in 2012 August, and then that Masterpiece presentation. And by the way, he said on one of his radio shows he would love to come on your show again.
I know, but I mean, just, you know what? Why don't you judge the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the New World? I mean, what have I done here? I mean, you know, I'm just bringing you these people, and sure, a lot of them are better than I am. That's why they're here. And then you call in, you say, hey, you did a bad job, Alex. You know, this guy says something that makes more sense than you. I'm going to show I'm a bigger man than you right now, putting you down in front of everybody. When we're on the same team there, Andrew. We're on the same team. Team humanity. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, and just on that same note.
What do you do? On the same note, I'm going to do more to you. Go ahead.
Okay, Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 5. It actually implies that only someone who is alive at the time of the adoption of the Constitution can be president of the United States, grammatically speaking, the commas in that clause.
Sure, so you're saying it's a proviso, a sunset on it. Look, all we know is the globalists want to get rid of it because it stands in their way, okay? It's the law right now.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth. Now you've got it.
gun.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is Sunday, the 18th day of August, 2013. And if you go to Infowars.com or our backup site that has a lot of original news on it as well, that's not on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or if you go to the nightly news show site, PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll see a lot about what's happening in Egypt. But I got to say, updated every 10 minutes, it looks like. If you want the latest, you want to go to DrudgeReport.com. That's what I'm looking at in my heads-up display right now. Saudi king backs Egypt's military. Army chief, new clashes won't be tolerated. Report, dozens killed in attempt to escape custody. Cabinet to debate fate of brotherhood. Saudi prince fires celebrity TV preacher for link. EU will urgently review ties with the Egyptian government. U.S. lawmakers at odds over aid. Egypt unrest threatens oil routes. Now, let's just stop right here for a moment with everybody, okay? And just give you what's happening here, and then I'll go through the evidence of it. America is not run by Congress to a great extent now. It's run by NATO. It's run by the UN, created by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record. Go look up the founding. If you're a new listener, I'm not just saying this. These aren't my opinions. To have governments sign treaties and waive their rights to corporations that put up the money, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, that's modern examples, Warren Buffett to the UN and others. Not because they're big sweethearts, but because they want to be exempt from taxes offshore, above the law, with diplomatic immunity. Now, that aside, the Middle East 100 years ago was secular, semi-secular, about as secular as you'd see at the same time in London or New York City, in many countries, in many cities, in many areas. There was only guys that made women wear hoods over their heads and ran around saying, you know, all the stuff you see in Team America in certain areas of Saudi Arabia and North Africa. Pretty much anywhere it was kind of hillbilly, outback, that's the way things are anyways. You're not kind of ruthless and tough. You get overrun anyways. So that's where that came from. British intelligence came in. It's all on record. Movie Lawrence of Arabia is about one small part of it. Historical film. Recommend you see it. Just watched it 2 weeks ago with my parents. It's coming to the Paramount soon in Austin. I think I'm going to go see it there. But the point is, it's epic film. It's also totally true. But it's a whitewash at the same time. You're like, what they tell is true, but then they don't tell you a lot of it. It's kind of lying by omission. The point is they went and they said, oh, we got a couple hundred thousand really ruthless, hard-fighting people out in the middle of the desert in Saudi Arabia who travel all over the Middle East doing trade and who nobody messes with, kind of the gunslingers. We're going to hire a couple hundred thousand Arab gunslingers who happen to be radical Islam Wahhabist to take over and run the Middle East and to take over where the Ottoman Empire out of Turkey was and collapsed. Now, I had to give you that basis of just a basic gestalt snapshot of things to understand what comes in next. Hitler runs the British out in 1940 with invasions of the Middle East. I know. In 1943, my grandpa had to go over there and be in North Africa and fly B-17s, you know, and fight the Nazis and get shot up in North Africa and then go to Italy after they invaded. So that's all part of the history there. Okay, so Hitler comes into North Africa, comes to the Middle East, takes over, gets control of the Muslim Brotherhood. That was the group that came out of the British intel setup. It pre-existed that before. They're the Al-Qaeda granddaddies, okay? Now, those guys are then hired again in 1979 to throw out the Shah who wanted to build reactors and industrialize Iran. Oh, no, yeah. That was a staged coup with the West to kick the Shah out. It wasn't that Ayatollah Khomeini flew in and all that happened. It's now been declassified. Congressional hearings. In Iran-Contra, in 86, it came out. That was only 7 years after then, that our government, under Zbigniew Brzezinski and others, and Reagan got in, and with Bush Sr., they double-crossed him back. They put the Iranians in. Let's just get that straight. Because the Shah wanted to have power plants and build it up, make it first-world nation. They said, How about you just get cancer? We remove you and get cancer and die a week later. Hey, so that's what happened there. So now you're getting kind of the background, just some basic gestalts. There was another guy who the West had just put in, a former CIA captain. He'd been a captain in the army in Iraq, and they made him a sergeant and a captain. They made him a CIA officer. That's declassified. His name's Saddam Hussein. They gave him $40 billion to attack Iran under orders for a 7-year war. So the name of the game is break them all down, ruin them. Doesn't matter if the Shah is trained in the West, pro-America, wants porno movies playing, okay? You know, HBO, the whole nine yards. No, we don't want the Arabs being like New York. We want them dead. That's the globalist, okay? So how do you put in a psych warfare operation? You put in radical Islam again. In that case, you put Shiites in, radical Shiites. Now, in the case of the Wahhabists, that's 80% or Shia, and the minority group that controls it is the Wahhabist. You put them in control worldwide, and you have them run around destabilizing all over the planet. It doesn't mean you even control them. You just give them weapons and everything and let them do what they want, kind of like the Iranian Shiites. Okay, so it's not that I'm saying they give them orders every day. They just open the door and let them do whatever they want, and then later also come after them and then use the threat of them to take our rights. So there was a problem. There was a group that's about 80 years old, look them up, called Ba'athist, Arab Socialists, but they're not even really socialist. It's a centralized government that wants prosperity, that allows free market, and it's a socialism that actually works. I don't like socialism, but it's an authoritarian socialism that for the Arabs has been the best system they ever had. It gets set up in Egypt, it gets set up in Syria, it gets set up in Iraq. That's what Saddam was meant to take out, okay? Because they didn't want women going to college and women not getting their genitals cut off and all the rest of the CIA didn't. Just like Hitler, you know, didn't, and just like the British didn't. You want to keep them as your army. So the Ba'athists create all this prosperity and industrialize and build dams and stuff the globalists don't like. So they send in Shiite or Sunni Wahhabist jihadis to blow them up and kill them in every case. And that's all that happened 4 years ago. It's public. It's in BBC, AP, Reuters. Google met with the CIA and MI6 and the European NATO intelligence for 3 months at the hotel, the Grove there in Watford, England, and publicly bragged that they had Al-Qaeda and everybody come meet, and the Muslim Brotherhood said, we're going to give the whole Middle East to you and you can kill everybody, especially the Christians. Make sure and take them out. We don't like Christians because they don't fit into our plan. The globalists always want to kill Christians. So they went into Libya, they went into Syria, and they went into Egypt and had the West, who put Hosni Mubarak in 31 years ago. They had him removed and drugged up and put, you know, in a hospital, and then no one ever knows where he's at. And they put the Muslim Brotherhood in to then go burn down every church and murder everybody and start throwing people off rooftops and killing everybody. And that's where we are now. And the Egyptian military got tired of it after 3 years. A year of turmoil, 2 years of Morsi, and took him out. And so the Muslim Brotherhood, given weapons and stuff by NATO and the U.S. government and Obama, and you see CNN promoting them, calling them protesters as they shoot people and firebomb and burn down churches. The Egyptian military said, we're going to support all minority groups, Christians, Jews, Alawite Muslims, Shiite, Sunni. We're not going to have this here. And so you've got NATO in the West trying to bring down Egypt right now to put Al-Qaeda light in charge over there. And that's the plan. And you got 10,000 heat-seeking missiles at Benghazi. We told you this a year and a half ago. It's now, or it didn't have, it happened. I was thinking of the fake bin Laden. That was 2 years ago. We told you that 10 months ago, right after it happened last year, of that Benghazi was a missile deal. That's now declassified. That's now public. They gave Al-Qaeda 10,000 heat-seeking missiles, and as soon as Obama puts out terror alerts, Al-Qaeda comes out and agrees and says, yes, we're going to blow you up in total choreographed baloney, and it's all staged, and the globalists are funding radical Islam to take over Europe and take over the whole world. They've already taken over the Middle East and killed any moderates to be kind of their army, that anybody that gets in their way will be taken out. So the big banks that run the world run Al-Qaeda and help put the Shiites in power as long as they're radical, and that's the program, and that's what's happening, and that's why CNN and everybody else is promoting the Egyptian Al-Qaeda group, because they support them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, I told you 2 years ago they blew up the 23 Navy SEALs in their helicopter, and now I've had the parents and mothers and people on, and top generals have come out and said the helicopter was blown up to get rid of the witnesses to the fake bin Laden raid. I told you they gave him 10,000 heat-seeking missiles in Benghazi, and the ambassador didn't want to go along with it. That's why he was killed, to get to the three warehouses behind the building. I told you that 10 months ago, right after it happened. That has now come out mainstream news. My point is, I don't make stuff up. And what's frustrating is, it's not like I'm some Karnak the Magnificent, like Johnny Carson holding an envelope up to my head. I know the answer. This stuff is all public. And look, Hosni Mubarak in the Egyptian dictatorship, I don't like dictatorships. I don't like cops mowing people down. I think they could have a better form of government. But compared to our government, trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in and stirring it up in Tunisia and then Libya and all over the Middle East and North Africa on record, and then going, gee, they're burning stuff down and taking over. Who do you think's behind it, Marge? And it's not to put in a better government or a secular government. It's to kick out secular governments and bring in hell on earth to destabilize the area. And then I'll see good old boys commenting, going, well, good, let all the Arabs kill each other. Really? Really, don't let them have a future? Really, go put radical Muslim extremists in charge? What about the Christians? What about Coptic Christians that are as much as 15% of the population in Egypt? Or even more? What, the Christian population is as high as 30% in Lebanon? Or over 20% in Syria? What about them? Oh, I guess they're brown too. See, that's where the real racism comes in. But it's not even a racism. It's a tribalism of Americans, period, are like, ah, so what? They're Arabs, kill them. Really? I don't care if they're Shiite, Sunni, Christian, Zoroaster. I don't care if they're Alawite, 1% of Islam. They're human beings, and I dare you all, you tough guys, go look at one of those little Islamic children and shoot them in the head yourself over there in the Middle East before you shoot your mouth off about, let's just nuke the whole place. Yeah, can you find it on a map over all your tequila you're drinking right now? I mean, that really is sick. It's sick. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I want to show you an article that just got red-linked that went up on DrudgeReport.com. And I know my webmaster's listening. I want to get this added to Infowars.com. Christian Science Monitor, in Egypt village, Christian shops marked ahead of church attack. Yeah, they marked them with red paint, just like the Israelites did when Pharaoh went around getting ready to kill everybody. And so the spirit of the angel of death would pass over them as God's response to that. The Saint Virgin Mary Church in Al-Nazal is one of 47 churches and monasteries that have been burned, robbed, and attacked in the new wave of violence against Christians in Egypt. Well, I guess you didn't get the memo, because I was watching CNN before the show today. They were going, yes, the president's decrying the police shooting the demonstrators. And I went and looked up, even in BBC, not that they're perfect, what happened to that demonstration? They again had guns and were firebombing. That's not a protest when you're firebombing the police and shooting them. And again, this is how they put them in charge in Tunisia, Libya, taking over most of Syria, Egypt, all these places. And here's the deal. Our government and the NATO is winding up the Muslim extremists, giving them weapons so they can now, out of Lebanon and Gaza, the weapons that are coming in that the West has given them in Syria and in Libya and Egypt, they're now leaking in to attack Israel. And then they're saying they're going to attack general settlements. So I love that. The West helps bring weapons into the Muslim areas. And now the West, notice U.S. troops about 3 months ago, big telltale sign, we mentioned it here on air, started massing by the Gaza Strip by Israel. U.S. troops, in fact, pull that up, U.S. troops, Reuters, deployed in Gaza. And then about 2 months ago, they had a drill. It was back in June, so yeah, June, July, August, about 2 months ago. They had a drill. Then I'm going to your calls. They had a drill in Jordan of tens of thousands of U.S. special forces, aircraft, attack helicopters, missile batteries. And then the king said, why haven't you left? Guess what? The U.S. forces have still not left. Did you know the United States is basically deployed in Israel and basically invaded under cover of a set war game into our main ally, Jordan? Boy, do you think World War III might be a possibility? As many, yeah, there it is, France 24, U.S. Jordan troops hold desert war games, do not leave. Yeah, that was when it first came out. Now they haven't left, though. And U.S. troops deploying on Gaza Strip. The point is, this is so when the Muslim extremists, who they don't really control, they're just opening the door. The analogy is like Final Fantasy when the general wants more power and he just opens the gate to let the enemy in to the base. I mean, it's not like the enemy works for him. It's just, here, you aren't giving me full power? Here, I'll just open the gate up. Here, come on in. By the way, need some weapons? Go ahead. I mean, this is what they're doing. And just wait. By the way, I've been saying this for 2 years, even before the Benghazi situation 10 months ago, when Gaddafi fell, it was reported over 10,000 missiles came missing. We didn't know where, you know, the different transfers were. It was, well, 18,000 total. But the point is that it turned out, ladies and gentlemen, it turned out in this whole equation, they've been giving them the weapons all along. And just this week, they had AP, Reuters, and others come out. The guys can pull that up if you're a TV viewer. Listeners can pull it up just by going to a search engine, an NSA two-way mirror, basically, and putting it in. Just know what it is when you go to the Oracle. You don't just get info from it. It gets info from you, what you're thinking. And you know, go in and look it up. That now they're saying, oh, extremists have gotten guided missiles, and they are going to hit Europe and America. Can you imagine when they just take a blind eye, order stand downs? In fact, I predict that in the next 2 years, probably sooner, in Europe and North America, you're going to have al-Qaeda groups, or it might be Shiite they blame. They'll let a Shiite group in, not controlled by Iran. Iran's not dumb. They're not overtly doing stuff where they'll get attacked. They'll be let in, and there'll be a drill at the exact same time, say in Boston or New York or maybe Austin, Texas. And they'll let a real extremist in with two heat seekers, and they won't shoot down one. They'll wait till two go in the air. I know how they work. They'll shoot down two commercial airliners with heat-seeking missiles, and there'll be a drill of that happening at the same time. So any cops that catch them, the feds can let them go and go, oh, no, it's a drill, see? That's how it all works. You just let them in for the drill. I've seen this. They run the same playbook. They may change it, but they never do because it works. Just remember, they're going to blow up aircraft. Just remember you saw the show. They're going to blow up aircraft, and then they're going to set up checkpoints on the highway, searching all the vehicles, looking for more heat seekers. And when and simultaneously, they'll have news headlines everywhere. Alex Jones, the traitor, says the government did it. And so I won't be lifted up as the Pulitzer Prize for telling you this. I'll be attacked. I'll be attacked. And it may get worse. They may let a group do a small, low-yield nuclear detonation to bring in martial law. I mean, who stands to gain from a nuke going off? Who stands to gain from missiles shooting down airliners? Who gave them the missiles? You see the total preparation to go after the Tea Party, gun owners, libertarians, real conservatives? Because they've already said we're the terrorists. So this whole system you see being set up is for us. And they already said on MSNBC twice last week, I found a new video, that it was libertarians that bombed the Boston Marathon. I'm not kidding. You didn't know you did that?
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's the deal. I want to go to your phone calls right now. And then I want to break down just a few stories I saw in the news today that get into the technocracy and how in the future everything you do can be controlled by the smart meters, by the smartphones, all of it. I'll do that at the start of the next segment briefly. And also hit some police state and economic news dealing with Jim Rogers says U.S. debt is much bigger than declared. No kidding. Paul Krugman has come out and admitted that Keynesian economics is about empowering the state. I'm going to read you that quote. But here's the bottom line. The world is filled with cold-blooded, very smart, calculating people who have used technology to basically hide their political systems of control. And so corruption is able to basically mask itself a lot better. But if you look at the general problems in society, it's because gamed systems or crony insider rigged systems, the type of systems they developed in the last 100 years to rig casinos, are being used in the stock markets, are being used in businesses across the board. And everybody understands that. The laws are written to shut down the little guys. The big guys, on average in history, don't want competition. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, John D. Rockefeller, said, competition is a sin. We will empower the state to create monopolies. And that's what they do. Any individualism, any freedom is a threat. And so many good old boys, so many hardworking engineers, so many hardworking lawyers, doctors, you name it, think it's an attribute to work in the system and roll over to the powers that be. But as you can see, there aren't a lot of seats at that table. And the way we're going, gangsterism, insider cronyism, is what kills countries, kills empires, kills civilizations. And it's the antithesis of the American system that never fully got implemented, but a little bit of the idea got implemented, and 4% of the world's population had half the wealth. We produced most of the world's wealth. Now we're the greatest debtor nation. From 50 years ago, the greatest creditor. We had the highest IQ. Now we have the lowest in the industrialized world. That's physical, folks. We're being poisoned. That's a program. How do you take the freest, meanest, toughest, smartest, most inventive people and destroy them? You drug their food, their water, I mean, the TV, the culture. We're the model of death worldwide. And there's still pockets of resistance. We're part of that. The fact that we are so prominent and able to be on air shows there's still great reservoirs of liberty left. But the system doesn't like it, and they don't like being challenged, as you hear them bemoan the alternative media, led by InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the big mothership, DrudgeReport.com. They are so upset about talk radio, period. They want it shut down. Men and women better get together for basic human dignity and liberty against tyranny. Black and white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, Jew, whatever the differences are, we better come together around a Bill of Rights and Constitution and the freedom that it basically enshrines. It doesn't give you those liberties. It only points out what's already there. Because we know the way we're going leads to destruction. That's why society is in such decline. Cartels and combines produce poverty and men in black uniforms on the street corners with submachine guns. True diversity and liberty and economic freedom creates so much wealth, we become decadent slobs and tyrants take us over. That's the problem in the cycle, is that we had more freedom than anybody else ever had, and we became filthy rich compared to anybody else. Our poorest people were more wealthy than most third world populations, even they're wealthy. And the poorest American has access to more knowledge, technology, medicine than the greatest king of 500 years ago. And so, yes, we are a world, a nation, a Western planet, a Western system of spoiled brats begging to be destroyed, begging to be enslaved, begging to have their rights overrun. But just because the general public's a bunch of knuckle-dragging, spoiled, rotten, snot-nosed scum doesn't mean we have to sign the world over to them. Men of conscience, men of honor, women of conscience and honor must stand forth and be the leaders of civilization now, as we've been throughout history before. We are the light in the darkness, and we must bring it. I will not give in to barbarism. I will not give in to the king rat. I will not give in to gangsterism. I will stand against it and be an example against it. A great fight for human civilization is happening now. Will we let those that took control through fraud dominate society and build the world in their image? Or will we build it in the image of the individual, the trailblazer, the rugged individual, the one that's honorable, the one that has true courage, not the fake tough, but the crazy brave? Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to go quick now. I want to get to everybody. Mary in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I really like your new word, economy. That was what my question was about.
Economy, yeah.
When I talk about... try and explain the Federal Reserve, I say, I can't believe that you still have a bank account with Bank of America. Why haven't you switched to a local bank? Would it make any difference?
It would make a massive difference. The big banks are openly trying to shut down all the little banks right now on record, is using their unlimited taxpayer credit to shut everybody down. They're trying to get rid of credit unions, both university, police, military, you name it. The feds are even trying to get rid of the USAA right now. And it's tax exemption. They will shut everything down. They will loot every account. That's why they wage war on the family. They wage war on anything that is humans huddled together in common defense. The corporate Borg wants to atomize us, to suck us up.
Well, I'm going to keep asking people to change their accounts then.
By the way, I'm gonna make an admission. I have two Texas banks that have the majority of my backup capital in them, but I've over the years had some big banks that I've used just for transactions because it's easier, and I've made the commitment before this year ends, I will leave those big banks that I'm with, even though not much money's in them. I use them for transfers and stuff. I agree. We should all break with the globalist. They've broken with us. They are the enemy. They are the plague. Go ahead.
I had gone to a little local estate sale for one of my neighbors here, and I was asking, how do I bid on this little item I wanted to bid on? And they said, well, you go over there and you show them your driver's license. I said, well, I'm not bidding then because they have no need to have my driver's license. And so someone ended up bidding for me that had already gotten a number. But I thought it was ridiculous. If I bought some $5 item and paid cash, why do they need a copy of my driver's
license? Ma'am, they sell your data. The biggest business now, it's not the majority of their business, but it's the biggest one piece for Target, Walmart, the steakhouses, pizza places is selling your data. The federal government spends over $50 billion a year just buying North American data. That came out actually this weekend. $50 billion to buy all that data. And that's why they pressure you and push you and tell them do it. And it's not that you have anything to hide. Then they also use it to actuary it to figure out how to work with other corporations and price fix to cheat the general consumer. You notice 2 weeks ago it came out that all the big stores have face scanners. They bought the digital driver's license photos. And they know if you have more money, and now they don't have a lot of price tags, they'll change them when you get there. Notice how everybody's now getting bills, even though their contract doesn't say it, the bill goes up. They're just seeing what they can get away with. We have a criminal system now. God bless you. Let's go to another caller, Mike. Mike is calling from North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Excellent, excellent. I just want to say that you're a great inspiration, and I thank you, and may the Lord bless you for all the knowledge that you've gave to me and to the world. And I think that we should really have put a petition together, you, Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, and we write this petition up, and it's criminals that need to be put away forever. And we just have the people sign it and go after these criminals one by one and get this revolution started today.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon, Congress has found that he did engage in criminal activity. Barack Obama, Henry Kissinger, the Pentagon Office of Special Plans that has been caught creating fake intelligence to invade Iraq. I mean, yeah. There's only about 6,000 globalists, in Rothkopf's own words, at the Kissinger Group that run things, and not even all of them are actually involved in everything. It's only a couple thousand people who on record, in their own words, are shutting economies down to make us more controllable. They work full-time not to just steal wealth. At least then that gets spent. They want to destroy it. They want to destroy us. They want to wreck us. Final segment.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a couple final news stories before I end the transmission with your phone calls until I'm back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the Monday through Friday transmission. Internet traffic plunges by 40%. As Google goes dark for 5 minutes, as reported by the Daily News and Zero Hedge. Want to throw the world into sheer URL panic and outright informational chaos? Then just take out Google. That's probably a test. Google was set up by the CIA and NSA. You can look that up. And NQTEL, a division of the CIA, 14 years ago. And they want to be able to shut the web off and control it. And now you notice people with email or smartphones get forced Obama messages. I get them. My dad gets them. Boy, what a free country. Now they're announcing forced Obama messages. California got freaked out last week when the phones turned on in the middle of the night. They hard turn them on and then give you messages. For your safety, of course. I mean, it's not a Big Brother tyranny. I mean, Winston Smith got woke up every morning by Big Brother turning on the television and giving him orders. But, I mean, after all, Big Brother cared. I mean, what's wrong with that? So there's an example of that. Another story by Cryptome.com that links through to United States Patent 8,254,902. And it's got the police and feds saying, oh, yes, now all your new smartphones, we will listen to you 24/7 on them for your safety with AI computers listening for any signs of trouble. By the way, that's already going on. But then when you go out and want to film the police, they'll just hit a button in their car that broadcasts a code, turning all electronics off. That's why there's going to be a huge business in old cameras and old systems. This is not going to stop anything. I got news for you. But this is the way they can double-edge use technology to enslave. And by the way, cops, before you get excited about that, they can use data like that to disappear your identity and steal your pension fund, too. This technocracy is the enemy of all humans. Technology could totally empower us, but instead it's being built to totally enslave us. And then Bloomberg's public housing fingerprinting idea stuns, infuriates residents. Well, he's a total tyrant. We got that article that then ties into the police are saying they're looking at evidence that the military killed Princess Diana. Yeah, I said that back in 1997, and now it's been pretty much declassified. They turned off the camera. She was alive, killed her in the ambulance. And Prince Charles's letter and video to her saying, I will kill you in a fake auto accident is now public. The police have it. But they're like, well, he said, I'll kill you in a fake auto accident. Then she died a week later. I mean, what's the big deal? It's like, I'm going to shoot you in the head. And then you get shot in the head. It's like, well, Alex isn't a suspect. I mean, you know. The Navy SEALs came back and said, we didn't really raid Bin Laden. It was a body double. And we're all going to be killed soon, we've heard. And then they all died. But it's you know, the Bin Laden raid was real, folks. Obama is a hero. Oh, I'm sorry. It's pretty sick. Let's race now through your calls. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
In the DVD extras section under director's commentary for the 2007 movie Shooter, the director cites the book Economic Hitman as being an influence on the movie. Now, I'm pretty sure he's talking about John Perkins' book Confessions of an Economic
Hitman. And by the way, John Perkins is in the new Obama movie I'm making coming out. But yeah, no, he was hired by the Pentagon openly to go in and bankrupt third world countries. And yes, I was aware that the writer of The Shooter, incredible Mark Wahlberg film, it's really how stuff works. I mean, that's actually, like, real. Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, I was going to let you add any other points, but thank you. Looks like he made his point. In fact, we should play that extra here on air. We ought to find the extra to that and play that. Great point, sir. Thank you. Okay, absolutely. I love that movie so much. It's so accurate. It's like combines. The bad guy goes, kill me. It doesn't matter. There's hundreds of heads. You can't stop us. It's a criminal operation. I mean, it's just, that's the problem with it. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New Mexico. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right. Welcome.
Hey, I had a bunch of comments, but I'm late for church. I just want to make something real simple here. You know, as an ordained minister and everything, you mentioned this, you touched on this even today several times. If people, and we need to pray for the globalists, actually, and pray for the sheeple, they just need to get saved. They need Jesus Christ. And the Bible's very clear. The book is, you know,
no, I agree with you. Whether you believe in God or not, when countries start doing the things we're doing, all this decadence, they collapse. In every case, when people act like we're acting and people lose a moral system, everything collapses. Absolutely.
I mean, just real quick, one verse. Verse 72:5, it says, there is one God and one mediator between God and man. That man is Christ Jesus. People need to receive Christ, repent their sins, receive Christ, and get saved. That would solve all the problems.
Absolutely. I mean, whether you believe in Jesus Christ as a true entity, you know, as the Son of God, I do. I know it's real. I have a relationship. Regardless, I mean, who is our God then? The state? Who is our God? Hollywood? I mean, look at the values of Christ versus the values now. And you take it out of school. You take it out of the culture. Look, I've just found in business, real Christians are the people to deal with, not fake ones. But when you deal with anybody else, I mean, you are going to get screwed over. I mean, it is just a fact. These worldly people are a pack of demons. And they think evil is cool. They think cheating you is cool. And they're all losers, too. They're dumb. And I just feel sorry for them. God bless you, brother. Absolutely. It's in dark times like these, they say there's no atheist in a foxhole. Is there atheists in a collapsing kleptocracy? Jim in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for holding.
I just want to tell you thank you for taking my call, and I want to propose something to you as far as sharing and expanding your show and the message of liberty. I was actually thinking about taking advantage of the independent musical artists out there that aren't signed, and also kind of like having a nationwide tour on, with festivals in local towns.
It's a great idea. I just can't even organize updating my websites and finishing a film and running a nightly news program, but it's all, there are a lot of great artists. Hey, how about all the big artists that are out there come out for liberty? Well, a lot of them have, but how about they come out more hardcore, not just Foo Fighters, not just Rush, not just Muse, and I know all those folks are listeners. We've talked to many of them. I mean, how about they all come out? Because let me tell you, everybody knows it. There's no future now unless good men stand up against evil.
I totally agree with you. I have actually sent you some emails pertaining to a rough outline of possibly how to put this together.
Brother, I hear you, but God bless you. I appreciate your call. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to be here till 9 tonight on Sunday night. My son cried as I drove off at 1 o'clock today, saying, please, Daddy, go fishing. I'm sad when you leave. And he's not being emotional on purpose. He really wants me to be there. Folks don't understand. I can't do it all. I'm not a good manager or whatever. I've done as best I can. And people always want me to do it. Folks, you've got to do it. And people that are in leadership positions, they've got to decide to do a little more. I can't do it all. That's why I have other talk show hosts on, other people. I'm trying to build others up. I just want to beat the tyranny. That's my goal, not be, you know, number one. Let's take another call. Patrick in Illinois. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, quick T-shirt idea, quick question.
Okay.
Okay, on the front of the T-shirt, it says, if you give tyranny an inch, it will drag you a mile. With a personified constitution, and a militarized police officer pointing a gun at him. Okay, and my question is, do you think Julian Assange came out now, according to Rand Paul and Ron Paul, because he's seeing the writing on the wall with Bradley Manning and with Michael Hastings?
Absolutely. The neocons want to kill him, so do the Democrats. And, I mean, who else is out there saying no? Rand Paul is saying no. Who else is breaking state-run media blockades but Drudge Report and things like Infowars.com? And so it just shows how the resistance is hot. People are looking to America worldwide for leadership. We've just got to give it.
Absolutely. What do you think of my T-shirt idea?
I think it's awesome, brother. I think you should make it and put it up on Zazzle or some account. If you sell 10, you're a winner. God bless you. You do YouTube videos about it, you probably sell 1,000. Just you all need to be leaders, folks. I can't do it all. If I became the big leader and was beating them, they'd kill me. The answer is create a transmission, a spirit, an idea, a wavelength to get others to resonate with that and move against the tyranny. I'm only a seed, ladies and gentlemen, not the tree that will grow out of it. You understand that? One final call. Eric in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Sorry to all the others. Go ahead. You're our tail gunner.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Worldwide broadcast. Got 30 seconds.
I was wondering what you think of Mamiya Abu-Jamal.
You know, I've seen a lot of evidence that what he's saying isn't really true, and that he's basically a cause celeb for the left to raise money. You notice the left, as soon as they're in control, love the police state. They're only anti-police as a way to act like they're anti-establishment. But I think the guy's got a very interesting voice. But I can't judge him because I'm not sure on the case. I know that the Weather Underground and others, not that he's connected to, did kill police and got away with it and raised Barack Obama. So there gives you an example of what we're dealing with. Infowars.com is the site. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com. Spread the word.